Welcome to part one of episode 5 of the Eagle's Nest Radio Series. How's it going? I'm Steven. And on the line, I have Jackie Ray Greening from 840 CFCW in Edmonton, Alberta. Jackie Ray, how's it going?
Hey, we're doing just awesome. Thanks for having me on.
No problem, and thanks for coming on the podcast.
Looking forward to the conversation.
That's awesome. So, Jackie Ray, we'll start off. How long have you worked in the radio industry?
This year will be 40 years.
Right.
Yeah, so 40 years.
That's awesome. So in that time, how many radio stations have you worked at?
Oh, started a midnight shift at CKGY in Red Deer. I was there for a year. Then went for a couple of years to Westlock to CFOK. Then went to Q91 in Drumheller for about 3 years. And then got into Edmonton, worked at CHQT for a year. And then I started at, CFCW. And I've been here since 1989. So that's, my hand says 5 radio stations that I worked at in my career.
Right on. So tell us about your current role at CFCW.
I wear many toques, as they say. I have the midday show, so I actually do 10 to noon, and then we still have a farm show at CFCW, so that goes from noon to 1. And then I go from 1 to 2, and then I also have a feature special I do every night at 6 o'clock, interviewing artists or talking about legendary stars or just different feature-type shows. And so that's one hat. My other hat is I'm the program director of not only CFCW, but also New Country, which is a smaller country station in Camrose, and then also W1440, an oldie station in Wetaskiwin. So I'm the PD of those 3 properties. And I'm also the manager of operations. So I keep all the buildings, our 3 buildings running in Edmonton, Camrose, and Wetaskiwin. So every day's different and every day's chock full.
Right on. When did you decide that radio would be a good choice for you?
Oh, interesting. I loved the radio growing up. Loved country music, number one. Loved radio. I would listen to it all the time. But I was actually looking more to becoming an RCMP officer. But then radio, I suddenly took a radio correspondence course, mailing my little cassette tapes in every week. And within 3 months, had a job working at KG in Red Deer, and I've never looked back.
Right on. So in your time in radio, what has been your favorite promotion?
Oh, favorite promotion. It would have to be giving away a house at the 50th anniversary of CFCW. We got the Coliseum, where the Oilers play, and there was Tanya Tucker was our headliner, Joe Diffie was the middle act, and Gil Graham was our opening act. And throughout the year leading up to it, we had qualified some listeners. So we had 10 listeners come out on stage. They each selected a key to a door. We had them stand on the other side of the door. And then so in front of 10,000 people, the person who walked through the door that their key worked, they won the house. So that's probably the standout memory for me.
Right on. So what has been your favorite interview?
Ooh, people I've interviewed? I've done so many. I would probably say nobody can touch Dolly Parton when it comes to an interview. I've interviewed her 3 times, and she was she's engaged. Like she's paying, you have 100% of her attention, and she answers the questions just like it's the first time she's been asked the question. And think about it, she's been in the business since the mid 60s, and for her to still be that engaged and interesting, and she's just a pro. So I would say Dolly would be number one.
For sure. So what has been your most memorable moment on the air?
On the air, isn't that interesting? Oh, you know what? There's a good one and a sad one. For many years, I worked with a guy by the name of Wes Montgomery, and he was just a legend in the Edmonton marketplace. And we had a pretty great morning show, and we'd had this one bit called the Kids Comedy Line. And this one day, she was maybe 6 or 7 years old, and she calls in and to tell her joke, and she says to Mr. Montgomery, she says, how many ribs does a jackass have? And he says, well, I don't know. How many? And she said, well, lift up your shirt and count them. I lost it on air like the rest of the morning every time I thought about it. And it's so funny, even still today, and that's probably, what, 20 years ago, I still have people that say, oh, my goodness, when that little six-year-old girl told that joke to Wes. So that was that one to me is still my favorite moment on air. And then the saddest moment would have been when I had to tell our listeners back in 2005 that Wes had sadly passed away. So that was that I'll never forget. And people as well said they had to pull over when they heard me make the announcement because it was just a shock to everybody. So those are the two big ones, which would involve Wes Montgomery, who is just, as I said, a legend in this marketplace.
Right on. So what do you think is the most interesting thing about the radio business?
Oh, well, just think about it. You get to come to work every day and play music and talk so and have fun. And, you know, the crazier the promotions that we can come up with, the better. And it's just people that get into radio, their thinking is always just a little off, just a little fun. And that's what makes it, you know, just a fun day. Imagine going to work every day and having fun. Well, that's a pretty cool job in my world.
For sure. So if you weren't going to be in radio, what was your next choice?
As I mentioned earlier, growing up, I was going to be an RCMP officer. That was just, and which is funny at the time because I didn't know women weren't allowed in, you know, back when I was dreaming about it, because women only, I think, have been allowed in since like 74 or 75. So pretty funny, but that was definitely what was something I was wanting to do.
Right on. So we're going to touch briefly on COVID and the pandemic here. So when the pandemic started, how did you try and create some sense of normalcy with your listeners?
Oh, that's it's a really great question because it was a conscious effort on behalf of the whole CFCW team where we said, you know, people are locked at home. And for a lot of our older listeners, we were their only connection to the outside world. So, you know, we spent the time with if they, you know, because they always phone us, and we made sure that we were connecting with them so that they knew they weren't alone. We also decided that early on that we weren't going to get political, that we were just going to be the entertainment outlet. You know, we left it to our news team to provide the facts of the case and everything. But far as we were the personalities, we hoped to bring at least a smile to somebody's face, but also knew that we, for many, were their only connection. So we were very cognizant of that initially, and really hasn't stopped in the 2 years that we've been doing it.
Right on. So what is one thing you would like to tell anyone who's looking to get into the radio business?
Well, number one, make sure you love it because it's a business where it can break your heart sometimes just with, you know, there's been cuts in the media world. But the one thing, you know, I've been here at CFCW for, since 89. So, you know, flexibility, be flexible, you know, because everything's moving. There's so many moving parts. So I would say make sure you're passionate about it. Make sure you want to come to work and have fun and work your butt off, but then also make sure you're flexible, that you can't just have blinders on. You got to be open to all new things and new possibilities. I think when I started in the business, there wasn't even computers, right? There was, you know, so, you know, we've had to learn that and all these different things over the years. So you've just, everything seems to move so fast these days. So you just have to learn to roll with things and learn to be flexible.
For sure. So Jackie Ray, 840 CFCW, a legendary radio station in Alberta, and I might say across Canada as well. So tell us a little bit about the history behind 840 CFCW.
C-Dub started in a little community just outside of Edmonton back in 1954, and it was initially to serve just the Camrose area. But then as it went from a 250-watt station to a 10,000-watt AM station to a 50,000-watt AM station, it started to serve an imprint of a lot of the province of Alberta. So it also was the first station in Canada to go country 24 hours a day. Because mm-hmm. back in the 50s, they would play like an hour of country music, and that's what stations would do. But CFCW committed back in 1960 that they would be 24 hours a day country music. So everybody thought they were absolutely crazy at the time. So the other thing that CFCW did at the time was, okay, number one, going country. But then number two, knew who their audience was, and it was the rural Alberta. It was farmers. So there's been a farm show. There was a huge Ukrainian population. So we still have a Ukrainian show on today in this area. It was always, you know, for an AM station playing country music to still make the money we do today and still have the listeners we do today, it's always because we have delivered to our audience what they expect. And what they expect is, number one, country music. Personalities have fun, that we're super serving the agriculture industry, and that we are connected to the community. And boy, we are in those communities. It doesn't matter. Every summer, you know, we hire two people in our prize patrol that we hit rodeos in towns of maybe 22 people up to, you know, the city of Edmonton, which is over, you know, a million people. So we still serve the communities of our listening area, and that has been huge for 840 CFCW.
That's awesome. So what is one of your personal favorite things about CFCW?
Oh, the listeners. They just think they're part of the family, and they are. You know, we couldn't do it without them, so everything we do is for them. The other thing I love about CFCW is the music. There's nobody like us. Like, you could go from hearing a George Jones, He Stopped Loving Her Today, into a new one from John Party, into a classic Ian Tyson. You know, we take listeners on a musical journey. And the thing for us is we keep it traditional. We're not playing the pop country that's coming out today or the more hip-hop-leaning country. We are a straight-ahead country station. We're traditional, and we stick to the roots. Anybody that's listening and they want to check it out, we're online at cfcw.com. You'll get right away why we're a different radio station.
Right on. So Jackie Ray, I'm all out of questions for you. Do you have any questions for my end?
No. How are you enjoying with all the interviews and everything? How are you liking this radio business? Because I know even you have a feature Friday nights with Shiloh Bellis on our night shift.
Yes, I do. And I really enjoy that too. But as far as the podcast goes, I really enjoy this. You know, it's, I really like the fact that I get the opportunity to talk to lots of amazing people like yourself. And, yeah, so that's what I like about it.
Yeah, well, that's great. Well, and if I could just say one more thing for us, you know, this right now, CFCW was voted Alberta's country station of the year. Mm-hmm. And then back in November, the CCMA, we were voted as Canada's country station of the year. So that's why I really do invite all of your listeners to your podcast to check us out at cfcw.com, or just say, hey, Google, or hey, Alexa, play CFCW. See if you check us out. We hope you'll join us.
Right on. Thanks for coming on the podcast. It was greatly appreciated.
Thank you. That was fun. You asked great questions. Keep up the great work there, John.
Thank you. Before I let you go, just say big congratulations on the induction into the Alberta Sports Hall of Fame.
Yeah. See, they're curling in country music. That's all anybody needs in life.
That's for sure. So I'll get you to stay on the line for just a second, Jackie Ray. That was Jackie Ray Greening from 840 CFCW in Edmonton. We're going to take a short break. I'm going to play a feature clip from High Valley that I find really cool. And then we'll be back with part two.
What's up, guys? It's Brad from High Valley, and you're listening to the Eagle's Nest podcast.
Welcome to part two of episode 5 of the Eagle's Nest radio series. I'm Steven. How's it going? And joining me on the line for part two is Jackie Ray Greening from 840 CFCW in Edmonton. Jackie Ray, how's it going?
Hey, we're doing awesome. Thank you, Stephen.
Yes, and And thanks for coming on the podcast for the second time.
Looking forward to it.
Sounds good. So, Jackie Ray, you were inducted into the Alberta Country Music Hall of Fame and as well as the Canadian Country Music Hall of Fame. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, let your listeners know that it wasn't for singing, I can assure you. It was in the builder category for both of them. And just acknowledging, I guess, over my almost 40 years in broadcasting, the support we've done for the Canadian and the Alberta country music industry. So not only growing artists, but then also growing country music in these communities. So it was a pretty huge honor from my peers to get those acknowledgments. Very close to my heart. They meant a lot, for sure.
Right on. And also, I've been told that you were a PA announcer at the Olympics in Pyeongchang in 2018. Tell us a little bit about that.
Oh, what a great experience. If you've never been to South Korea, go. I was lucky enough actually to go in 2017. They sent me out a year early because the World Junior Curling Championships and the World Wheelchair Curling Championships were having it. So they used them as kind of a test events heading in. So I got to go out for that. So then I got to know a lot of the South Koreans and who are dear friends now. And then they brought me back the next year to not only the Olympics, but the Paralympics as well. And I love to curl. I grew up curling, love curling. So to be able to do the PA work for and sit there then and watch the curling games, that's a pretty awesome job, I'd say.
For sure. So what was it? What was it like there? You know, at the Olympics in 2018, what was the atmosphere of all that?
The people are so incredible there. I just love the South Korean people, and they don't know a lot about curling. But at the Olympics, especially with the South Korean women's team doing so well, like they went right to the final, it was so much fun when they were on the ice, because the fans didn't have a clue if it was a good shot or a bad shot. So it'd be a wide open takeout, an easy shot that their team would make, and the place would go nuts on a wide open hit. They even had a blank end one time where they just threw the rocks to the ring and the people cheered. So it was just the atmosphere around it. You know, because in Canada, we all know curling so well, and so you're, but there, not a clue. So it was just fun to be a part of it, and that the excitement of being at an Olympic Games. It was an experience I'll never forget.
So what was your most memorable moment while being there?
Oh, that one's easy. When Caitlin Laws and John Morris, who I know both of them really well, and they won the mixed doubles, and the excitement at the medal ceremony that I got to announce the medal presentations when they put the gold medals around their neck, that will stick with me forever. It's, as a proud Canadian, that was a pretty cool moment.
Right on. So, Jackie Ray, you do some curling as well, I've been told. So tell us a little bit about that.
I started curling in St. Albert, Alberta. That's where I'm born and raised, just north of Edmonton. So curled all my life, still curl now. I've been lucky enough to been to a junior Canadian championship, and then I went to three Scotties Tournament of Hearts, and I've been to a Canadian senior championship. So, curling is in my blood. Love the game, love the strategy, and I love the people. And think about it, I've been across Canada, and now over to South Korea, I guess, around the world because of the great sport of curling. So that's my connection.
That's awesome. So what was your most memorable moments while curling?
Oh, that one's hard. There's so many. I can remember the first time I ever won an Alberta championship to go to my first Scotty. It was in Lloydminster, Alberta, or Saskatchewan, because the curling rink's on the Saskatchewan side. So that one sticks out for me. Everyone knows Sandra Schmerler. She beat us in a tiebreaker at the Saskatoon Scotties to for her to go to the playoffs and us not. She beat us. So that one, you know, sticks out. I the one thing about curling is it's, you know, the people are so much fun, and the fact that there's this camaraderie, and you can, you just go upstairs and, you know, they might beat you, you beat them, but, oh, you want to go for a beer? Okay. You insist, let's go. So those are the moments that I think it was the friendships I've made has been huge.
That's awesome. So Jackie Ray, I have a lot of questions for you. Do you have any questions for my end?
Well, I'd love to find out who else have you interviewed for your podcast.
Podcasts. A lot.
And you're only 15 years old?
Yes. I'll be 16 in January.
And you have great questions.
Yeah, thank you very much. Yeah, so people on the podcast. CFCW evening host, Shiloh Bellis.
Yay, Shiloh!
Yeah, I've had a lot of great radio talent from Atlantic Canada. Freddie Mac, Brent Buchanan, Russell McKenzie, just to name a few. So, yeah.
That's good. So what grade are you in when you're 15 years old? It's been a long time since I've been in school.
Grade 10. So yeah.
Very good.
For sure. Have any other questions?
No, that's good. Okay. Do you curl? Have you ever curled?
No, I haven't. I've watched some curling. But haven't played.
Got to get you into the real sport.
Yes, for sure. Well, it's been great having you on the podcast. Thanks for coming on.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I had a lot of fun, and as I said, I compliment you, asked some awesome questions, and if you're ever out west, ever in Edmonton, make sure you check in, and I'll take you on a tour of West Edmonton Mall. How does that sound?
Sounds good. I'll get you to stay on the line for just a second, and I'll do a quick wrap-up. That was Jackie Ray Greening, host of Middays on 840 CFCW, and as well as she's the program director for 840 CFCW and New Country 981 in Camrose. That is a wrap on episode 5 of the Eagle's Nest radio series.